This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As Chair Powell said today, and as we have said on this program, I cannot tell you how many times, for all of the Fed's interest rate increases, the American labor market is still hot. Unemployment is still low, and there are still a whole lot of job openings, even with all the tech layoffs that we keep seeing. So given all that, Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports now on who's hiring.
Now is either a terrible time or a great time to be looking for a job, depending on who you are and what you want to do. Work in tech or media, like me, it's kind of a stressful time. But outside of those industries, there are still a lot of options. Elise Gould at the Economic Policy Institute says that's especially true in leisure and hospitality.
Pretty much every month, leisure and hospitality jobs have been chipping away at the shortfall.
Many of the industries doing the most hiring right now, she says, are the ones that were hit hardest during the pandemic.
We also saw job increases in the education and health services sector and in retail services.
As you may have surmised, a lot of these are jobs that don't pay all that well. But Layla O'Kane at the labor market analytics company Lightcast says people are taking them, especially at restaurants, stores, and hotels. One sign of that?
Things like sign-on bonuses and training, which were being heavily offered in those fields earlier last year, are down into the new year.
There are other areas, though, where labor shortages persist. Julia Pollack at ZipRecruiter says those include home health care, child care, and nursing.
The number one job category on ZipRecruiter right now is nursing, with over 1 million active online job postings, which is really incredible.
Restaurants and software jobs are second and third, she says, with 500,000 postings each. And there's also a lot of hiring starting to happen in government again.
The government has lagged behind the private sector in recovering from the pandemic, but finally seems to be making headway now. And that is likely because wage growth is slowing elsewhere in the private sector.
So those lower-paying government jobs, she says, are now getting a bit more competitive. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.